Hello, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day 60 of our Year of the Bible adventure towards the very end of the book of Deuteronomy, which is the very end of the book of Moses. And only two chapters today, 26 and 27. I know I keep saying that the Israelites are about to enter the promised land. This time it's true. They are really and truly about to enter the promised land. But you're also seeing Moses transitioning out, 120 years old, done a whole lot of stuff. But if you look at today's readings, it might be part of tomorrow's too. It says the elders go and they join Moses to give part of the speech. Remember, Deuteronomy is just a series of speeches. I mean, not just, but it is a series of speeches by Moses. You know, for four books now, Moses has been center stage and he has not shared the stage. But here it is. First, the elders come stand with him and they speak to Israel. Then later, the Levites come stand up next to him and they speak to Israel together. So Moses is sort of putting down the mantle a little bit here. And there's some instructions given about when you get into Israel, which you're about to do, when you get into Israel, to get these stones and plaster them and then write down all the laws. Write down on the laws so they can study them, which is this kind of neat, like what you see there is the beginning of, I mean, you could call it the beginning of Torah study, right? I mean, the studying of the word of the Lord happens sort of right away as soon as they get into, as soon as they get into the promised land. They're supposed to inscribe it somewhere. They don't have any paper. They can't photocopy things. They take a big rock and they write it on the rock, and everybody can go back and look at it and make sure that they don't miss anything. I mean, windshield wipers making a lot of noise. But that's not even what I was so struck with this week. Today, with these readings. So, you know, we had gotten these kind of things before about first fruits and tithes, right? Remember, 10% of what you earn, what you produce, you're gonna offer to the Lord. Like when you first get it, you take the first 10% of it or so, and you offer it to the Lord in thanksgiving and all this kind of stuff, and that's great, that's super. But what I was really struck with for today was, so you go into the promised land, and you got the first fruits, and you come to it, and then he has this great speech. He said, you know, my ancestor, my grandfather, my father was a wandering Aramean. My father was a wandering man. Now, what they really mean is grandfather. They're talking about Jacob. Jacob was a wandering Aramean, and he got into a bad spot, and he had to end up down in Egypt. And there's this like rehearsal of the story. It's a rehearsal of the story of Israel, which it's a rehearsal of that person, whoever that person is, that's doing it. It's a rehearsal of their story. And it's a story to start in that way is to say, just imagine the Israelite in the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. That phrase is used several times here and in this latter part of the book of Deuteronomy. My father was a wandering Aramean, right? He got into a famine, ended up in Egypt. They were a mess. They were bad off. And then my ancestors wandered around and like they did bad and all this kind of stuff. And here I am in a country that was given to me, in a land flowing with milk and honey, eating produce of the land that's better than I could have expected. And you just get this sense of the Israelite marveling at his good fortune. Like, can you believe that we're sitting here in this amazing place, having been given all of this stuff from not rags to riches, you know, and just celebrating? So what I like about that so much is that should be all of us all the time, you know, making those, you know, when we take in our offering or send in our offerings or make our pledges or whatever, we're just finished with pledge season. That's what we should be like all the time. You know, I know I'm like I'm a kid from Atlanta, you know, like I didn't come from nothing. I don't have any great skills or anything, and I'm certainly not anybody's idea of a moral paragon or anything like that. And here I am with all of these things that I've been given, and I've got these humans that are in my family that I get to have, and it's unbelievable. And like every night I go to sleep in a warm place, you know, with, and it's like nice place and this nice community, and my belly is full, very full actually. My belly is full, and like, how did I ever get so lucky? How could I have ever been, you know, so fortunate? How could, you know, why should God have ever blessed me as much as he did? And so we just give thanks for that. You know, my father was a wandering airman, you know, and man, how did I get this lucky? So that's what I think. I think that should be all of us, and I think it's lovely. And I have to go pick my son up now, so I can't see anything more. But anyway, I was really touched by that. Our fathers are wandering Aramaeans, and we wandered through the desert, and yet here we are. So thank the Lord for that. Let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Happy 60th day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.